sure you're tired of everyone talking about how this team's out of the Big Ten race. What's your mindset now? Is it
still go out and you know, continue to fight every week and play as hard as you can? I mean, still a lot to play for. And we know that, you know, there's still a lot of bowl games out there that, you know, it's willing to play for. So right now, mindset is continue to play every game as if it's your last.
As a leader, what do you tell everybody else?
Continue to fight and keep your head up and make sure that, you know, the things happen in football, and just make sure you go out this week and play as hard as you can.
Is there any letdown Saturday in the locker room knowing that the title was no longer attainable in the Big Ten?
Well, you know, like I said, this whole Big Ten race has been weird a little bit, so you don't really think about it right now. Your main focus is just trying to focus on this week ahead of you, and it's to try to get better this week.
Don't you think the divisional setup, though, has put more interest in the race maybe than past years?
Yeah, definitely. You can see a little difference in the way things are set up. I mean, it's something new for us, you know.
Purdue's your official protected rival. Do you beat Purdue?
I know what you mean by that, but anybody in the Big Ten, it's not your best friends.
Do you see them, though, as a rival in the same way that you see rivals like Iowa State or Minnesota?
We still have to go out and play hard, really. That's all that matters. It really doesn't matter about the rivalries or anything like that. It's about going out and putting on your best performance for football.
Did it disappoint you at all? I don't know if you're aware of this, but they had the Blednikoff list of the Final 10 yesterday, and you weren't on it.
It's something you work for. You definitely have individual goals that you have. I can't control those things. Right now, I'm just in a position to keep trying to play my best football.
That's not necessarily a final list. Write-ins have won that award before.
Oh, well, I mean, like I say, I really can't control the award and things like that. Right now, my main focus is team-wise.
Is it a sort of a weird combination? You're getting all these individual accolades. And you're certainly getting plenty of respect and admiration, and yet the one-loss record isn't all that you'd like it to be.
Obviously, one-loss record is not where you want it to be. So, really, that's the main focus right now, is to, create that better, a better number in the win column.
Do you watch the news on Saturday nights or YouTube or anything?
No, not the news. I might take a peek at a catch or something, but I don't watch the news.
Did you see your number 4 on the top 10 list?
I did see that. I had to watch that one.
Was that your best catch this year?
I guess so. It was on ESPN.
Marvin, you mentioned the win-loss and trying to get some more wins. There are as many as 10 Big Ten teams could be bowl eligible. There's only 8 spots for Big Ten teams in Big Ten bowl games. Do you guys feel you have to win another game to lock up a bowl bid?
Really, it's not really about the bowl right now. It's just, for a sense of our own pride, I guess. We want to come out and we want to get another win. This week is definitely the week that, is in front of us, and it's the week that we want to improve.
How badly did last November hurt, and how much do you want to avoid having another November like that?
It hurt a lot. Same time, it made us a better team in December. We put together a lot of things, and we focused and really came together as a team in December. So, we know we have in front of us, and like I said, this team, this year has been given effort. You can't ask anything more from them.
What stands out to you about Ricardo Allen?
I don't know.
You haven't watched him on film yet?
Yeah, I have. He's a good player. So he's a great athlete. We're going to see him on Saturday.
People are talking about you as perhaps the best receiver in football history.
And everybody has opinions, and it's an honor to just be mentioned in that category if somebody does say that. But right now, it's really not about me per se. It's about what can I do to help the team win.
Do you watch more NFL receivers now than you did, say, 3 years ago?
Definitely. 3 years ago, you might have looked at more of the whole defense point of view, and then maybe look at quarterbacks when I was a quarterback. So. But once you turn receiver, and start knowing, things do, you watch a lot of not just NFL, but college receivers and see what things they do well.